Books on Tape presents The Strangler by William Landay, read by Stephen Hoy. The Hub of Business and Pleasure, Boston. If you haven't seen the new Boston lately, you're in for a surprise. America's city of history is now a city of tomorrow. Fostered by the unmatched universities here, hundreds of research-based industries have sprung up on all sides, probing the mysteries of the space age, atomics, nucleonics, electronics, automation in all its forms. Here the executive and the R&D man alike feel at home. They live in new apartment towers right in town, minutes from work. Their children attend top-flight schools. Their wives shop at bright, modern shopping centers. The whole family enjoys the unique cultural advantages for which Boston is world famous. And best of all, they are surrounded by the friendly faces of Bostonians. Year-round, there's fun afoot. For a week, a while, a lifetime, you'll love Boston. Come see for yourself. Magazine ad, 1962. Part 1. Chapter 1. Ricky Daly. In the subway, 20 swaying, grief-stunned faces. A man insensible of his own leg pistoning up and down, tapping tat-tat-tat-tat-tat on the floor. At Boylston Street the track curved, the steel wheel shrieked against the rails, and the lights flickered off. Passengers let their eyes close, like a congregation beginning a silent prayer. When the lights came on again...